My guest at this time is former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. He's now with the American Enterprise Institute. He joins us now to look at some of the most difficult foreign policy challenges. And surprise, surprise, two of the biggest ones are right there in the Middle East. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Glad to be with you again.
Let's start with Syria. The bloodshed continues. The U.N. has pulled out observers, and apparently it's gotten even worse there. As you look at the situation, is this a scenario in which the U.S. needs to intervene, or is this one where we don't necessarily have that critical intervening national security interest?
Well, I think there's a real American interest in seeing the Assad regime fall because of the linkages with the regime in Iran. Unfortunately, I don't think President Obama understands the significance of everything that's going on in the Middle East, and I very much worry that in negotiations with Iran, which are going on in Moscow today, if they got linked with Syria, the Iranians might agree to see the Assad regime fall in exchange for us acquiescing in their nuclear program. So with a different president, I might have a different view, but with this president, I'm very worried that linking these two situations really would leave us worse off. Beyond that, Syria itself is a very, very confused environment. Nobody has anything good to say about the Assad regime, that's for sure. But the opposition is very much a mixed bag, and we don't really know what are legitimate pro-democracy forces, what are sympathetic to Al-Qaeda or other terrorists. We don't know what would happen if the opposition prevailed, whether there'd be a bloodbath against the Alawites by the Sunnis, because the support for Assad's regime is largely from the Alawite community. So until we get a lot of these other things sorted out, I would be against military intervention for the moment.
What is the best policy at the moment?
Well, I think you've got to look at Syria in the big picture in the Middle East. It is being supported right now by its two principal allies, Russia and Iran. And I don't think you're going to change these terrible pictures we see on television from civilians being killed inside Syria. You're not going to change that until you change the strategic reality. And that means breaking the linkages between Russia and Syria on the one hand and Iran and Syria on the other. And these are not just political linkages. The Russians, Secretary of State Clinton was just saying, are supplying attack helicopters to the Syrian army. The Iranians have Revolutionary Guards officers and perhaps troops on the ground. Both Russia and Iran are supplying arms and finance. So I think we need to ratchet up our pressure against Russia and Iran in order to break that unity that they have with the Assad regime. And so far, the Obama administration shows no inclination whatever to do anything like that.
What does this episode tell us, Mr. Ambassador, about the state of our relationship with the Russians?
Well, so much for the famous reset button. You know, we gave up, I think, some major concessions to the Russians. We gave up our planned facilities in Poland and the Czech Republic for national missile defense assets, radars, and rockets to protect citizens of the United States. We gave that up to the Russians. We gave them an arms control treaty on nuclear weapons, very much in their interest. Unfortunately, the Senate ratified. And in return for all that, we get Russian intransigence on the Syrian situation, vetoing sanctions resolutions in the Security Council. We get Russian intransigence on Iran's nuclear weapons program. In short, we get little or nothing from the Obama administration's policy.
Real quickly, in our last 90 seconds here, sir, let's shift over to Egypt now, where a lot of folks are seeing nothing but bad options. You've got the military subverting kind of the purpose of the revolution last year, showing that it might be more than willing to hold sway despite the democratic wishes in another direction. Of course, the democratic direction seems to be that of the potentially radical Muslim Brotherhood here. So what's the preferred scenario out of those two?
Well, you know, this is a situation where you hope that nobody wins. But unfortunately, there's going to be a government, and I think it's going to be hard to see it as being to our liking under almost any circumstances. I think it's obviously unclear what's happening in Egypt, but my guess is that the military is positioning itself for a deal with the Muslim Brotherhood. These two forces have more to gain from finding a way to live together than going into flat-out opposition. And they've been playing this game for a long time. The Muslim Brotherhood officially unlawful, but but still not really suppressed as it might have been. So I think that the people are still negotiating, and there's a long way to go. But one outcome I think we can dismiss is very unlikely, and that's a system of true representative government, Western style, at least for the present.
Mr. Ambassador, we'll be watching. I know you will also. Thank you very much, as always, for your time.
Well, thanks again for having me.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.